He is a mentally unstable villain with a crazy clown laugh and an origin story he likes to keep multiple choice. He is the clown prince of crime and a psycho killer. He is the Joker, and things are about to get serious.
Why so serious? With a smile on that face.
Batman's arch nemesis has been depicted in many forms of media, from an Oscar-winning performance from Heath Ledger in Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight, to a highly successful video game series, Batman Arkham, and a very 1960s TV series starring Adam West. But we start where he was originally born, the comic books.
You really think I would stir up so much trouble and not make sure you knew it was me?
The Joker first appeared in 1940's Batman Issue 1, the first individual Batman comic. The Joker character was influenced by actor Conrad Veti in the 1928 silent film The Man Who Laughs, which is about a man who gets his face disfigured to a permanent grin at the request of the King. The Joker was created by Jerry Robinson, Bill Finger and Bob Kane, who all went on to achieve Lifetime Achievement Awards at Comic-Con for their success. As mentioned, the Joker likes to keep his origin story multiple choice, and has said himself that his origin story is hazy even to the Joker.
Sometimes I remember it one way, sometimes another. If I'm going to have a past, I prefer it to be multiple choice.
Now here is the tale of Robert's encounter with a fishy foe.
Damn it! Got it!
Hey Rob, what are you doing in the water?
I dropped my lunch!
Wait, do you hear that music?
Get out of the water! Help! 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 Don't worry! I gave it my steam pot!
Robert and that shark became great friends, you know. You can find out more about the John West fisherman who caught your tuna, like Robert, by scanning the QR code on your steam pot.
This is the place where I feel happiest. I feel calm and relaxed, at peace with myself. The place where I always come to cool myself off and make me happy again. This little hill is the place where I come after a breakdown. Today was just a normal day. I woke up. Went downstairs. Said hi to my mum and dad. Hey guys, everything okay? Made some bacon. Ate some bacon. Girlfriend came over.
Hello.
And we just relaxed, with not a care in the world. But there was something bothering me, in the back of my mind. I didn't know what it was. I tried to ignore it, as we watched How I Met Your Mother. But it was always there, just getting louder. And just as I thought I could hear it, just as I thought I could hear what it was, to resolve the problem in my mind. Deadline. Other little problems started showing their ugly little head. Deadline. And I didn't know what to do. I couldn't focus on anything. I couldn't focus on anything but that. I would scream to try and let out the anger. But it wouldn't work. I'd go for a walk. But that didn't work. I'd try and just curl up in a ball and give up. But it wouldn't let me. I thought there was no coming back. There's nothing I can do. Until my girlfriend told a bad joke.
What's brown and sticky? A stick.
And I laughed. And there was a light at the end of the tunnel.
Old Terry was not the most observant of folk.
And then I walked over to you. So what did you think?
Terry? Who are you talking to?
Oh, I was just telling Lee my life story.
That's not Lee. That's a cardboard cutout of Lee.
Oh, really? Well, where's Lee? I've got a fascinating tale for him.
He's over there, eating your steam pot.
Well, that's preposterous. I left my steam pot right over here.
No, Terry, that's a shoe.
Oh my, so it is.
Well, that's old Terry. Now, why don't you find out more about the John West fisherman who caught your tuna by scanning the QR code on your steam pot?